With all our hearts, we greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all who have come from near and from far, and also our brethren who are connected online in many countries of the earth. Whole assemblies are connected and are having part in the moving of the Lord. My heart is already full of thanksgiving for the wonderful songs which we heard. We thank the choir leader, we thank the singers, we thank our brothers and sisters from Austria. They have sung from the love of God. And we cannot enough glorify the name of the Lord for what He has done for us. Although we sing of the grace, the Lord has done great things in us. We should be happy about this. We should rejoice, giving glory to the Lord. Also tonight, we want to sing a couple of songs together. Feel free, feel at home in the presence of God. And we are confident that the Lord will bless us tonight beyond what we can ask for. We want to praise His name by singing with song number 2 from these little booklets. Song number 2, Wonderful Words of Life. Yes, we are already rejoicing for the wonderful Word of God which we will hear tonight. We want to sing together song number 6, Standing on the Promises, number 6. Amen. Thank you. Yes, this is very important that our faith is anchored in the promises of God. And we will not be disappointed, but we will see what we believed. It's just so wonderful how the songwriters expressed this. Oh, how I love to serve Him. His star is shining and showing me the way. We are so happy for the grace which God has given us, that we may have part in His work of redemption, experiencing the completion. It will be the crowning of the plan of salvation of God, the completion of the bride church, the rapture into glory. wonderful days are ahead of us. Here on earth, we have nothing to expect anymore. It's getting worse and worse. But we are standing on the promises, and He prepared wonderful things for us. Blessed and praised be His wonderful name. Now, we want to read a word for introduction from Philippians chapter 1, a very well-known word to all of us. Philippians chapter 1. Starting with verse 6, Philippians 1 from verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Then, from verse 8, for God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Amen. May the Lord give us again today a peace. May He equip us. May He give us this discernment. May He purge us and sanctify us so that the fruit of righteousness is manifested in our lives. Oh, I'm full of confidence. The Lord is faithful. He promised it and He will give it. We have here a couple of prayer requests which we want to bring before the Lord. Let us stand up for prayer. I want to give you the greetings from Brother Alfred Borg. He is right now in hospital for examination. We want to remember him in prayer. And all those who are in trouble, all who are looking up to the Lord, we want to bring them before the throne of grace. Faithful Heavenly Father, in holy reverence, we are bowing before you and we worship you in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, being confident and sure that the blood of the Lamb speaks today before the throne of grace, and that you are looking up, down to us in good. We bring you our brother, your servant. Please speak to our hearts through your holy and living word, and prepare our hearts for this wonderful and glorious day of your return. Lord, you know what each one needs. Give grace, Lord. Give salvation. Give healing. Give deliverance. Everyone who puts his trust in you, please bless us tonight. All who are connected online, all who are seeing and watching and listening, bless your blood-bought flock. Come yourself into our midst and manifest thyself as the living God. We trust you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, we are confident that you will bless us tonight beyond what we can ask for or understand. To you be the glory and the praise and the worship. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Only believe. Let us sing, only believe. Amen. You may be seated. Also, I welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord, in particular all those who are here today for the first time. Would you please raise your hand, or would you please stand up so that we can welcome you in a special way? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. The Lord has led it in such a way that we are coming from near and from far, coming together to hear His word. And as it was said already, to have part in what God is doing right now according to His plan of salvation. I will give you the greetings just briefly, and then we will deepen ourselves into the Word. I hope that all are feeling at home and that all have opened their hearts to receive God's word. Greetings from Burkina Faso. Greetings from Abidjan. Greetings from Dublin. Greetings from Brother Graf from Switzerland. Greetings from Brother Cecil from Pretoria. Greetings from Brother Inodi. Greetings from Brother Paul from Nairobi. Greetings from Russia, from the Ukraine, from Bulgaria, and from Brother Udo from South America. Then once again greetings from Cabinda, Angola, from Mozambique, from Portugal, from Brazil. Then once again from the DRC, from Edmonton, Canada. Brother Wendell Ellis is sending special greetings. Then a brother from Israel, one brother from Romania, from Turin, one brother from Burundi, one brother from Likasi, one brother Adonis, and the brethren from the Ivory Coast. Greetings from our brother and sister from New Zealand. Greetings from Ashdod, Israel. Greetings from Hungary. Once again, greetings from Hungary. Greetings from the DRC, from Brother Chauffeur. Greetings from Brother Etienne Genton. Greetings from the University of Cape Town. Greetings from Denver, Colorado. Greetings from Abidjan. Once again, greetings from Likasi. Greetings from Brother Jacques. Greetings from Brother Leon. Greetings from Lima, Peru. Greetings from Ireland. Greetings from Cambodia. Greetings once again from Cabinda. Yes. Then once again, greetings from Brother John from Bucharest. I think this was it. Yes, to the Lord be the thanks for all our brothers and for all the assemblies who are joined with us and who are joined with the Lord to hear the true and clear word of God in our time. Now, concerning my missionary report of my last missionary trip, just very tremendous. In a couple of words, one can actually not express it. What I experienced in 8 meetings in Thailand and in Myanmar, just very wonderful. Methodist churches, Baptist churches, charismatic meetings, Pentecostals, everywhere God has opened the doors, and the word of the Lord was really so mighty that the highest judge from the country, the highest judge from the country, he invited me to his home, into his nice home. For the first time, I have seen a table 8 meters long, surrounded by gold. And this man stood up and he said, "Today, I have called a couple of people together, and we want to hear from your mouth what God has to say to us." And I can just say, the word of the Lord was so mighty. And as already then, at Paul's commission, he was told he will give testimony before high people and low people, before kings and whatever. And this we may also do in this. This we may also experience in our time. In the Methodist Church, something happened extraordinary. And Brother Lukram, he reported it to me. He said, at least 50 people of those who have heard the word of God, they are ready to be baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. One has really seen that the word had a penetrating power. And as we emphasized many times, in Isaiah, it is written, of course, chapter 53, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And we may say to this, he who believes our report, our preaching, which we'll bring in the name of the Lord, to him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. He submits under the word. He receives it. And he doesn't just believe, but he's also obedient. It was really a campaign for the truth. Also from the neighboring countries, the word of the Lord was so mighty. And let us say it once again. He who is ordained in this time to hear the word, he comes and hears it. Actually, I wanted to read the word from Amos chapter 8 to it. Amos chapter 8, the well-known verse 11. Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. We can really say rightfully, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Was there ever a time in which there was such a hunger to hear the word of God? And if I may just refer to what also is happening in our midst, was there ever in our country or in other countries, was there something comparable that people are coming from more than 20 nations to hear the word of God? When and where has this happened before? It didn't happen before at all, but it is happening in our days, so that the scripture is fulfilled. Brother Branham, in the sermon, this day, this scripture is fulfilled, exactly 50 times he repeated it, and then he cried out, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. This was what is happening with Israel, and with that what concerns Jerusalem. We will not go here into details, but we are just feeling, when we look into the emails and into the internet, then we see how late it is, especially what the World Council of Churches decided in Lebanon and what he published, namely that Israel oppresses the Christians and the Muslims, how they complained there, and the accusement is, it is just not comprehensible. But God permits it. God permits it. In any case, he will have the victory. Also, the next headline says here, the Pope will continue the negotiations with the Jews and with the Muslims. It's really happening. It's really happening. That even about Mount Zion, they are made compromises between the Vatican and Israel. And then comes the declaration of the Palestinian chef. Should the Jews want to build a temple, then this would be a blasphemy of Allah. Yes, everything is in conversation. Also, the building of the temple is in the discussion. All these things are taking their course in our time. And time and again we can say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. Now just one scripture now concerning the people of Israel and the bringing back into their land from the prophet Isaiah. So they just all know that this country was promised to the people of Israel. It was given to Israel. And it really belongs to them. We can read it in the prophet Isaiah. And we can read in Jeremiah. We can read in Ezekiel. Everywhere. God in Bible prophecy, He said everything. What would take place? And it is happening before our eyes. Maybe the most powerful word is in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 11. Where the Lord God speaks through the prophet what is happening now. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 17. Ezekiel 11, verse 17. Therefore say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And I will give you back the land of Israel. We read many times the scriptures which describe these developments. But now we see it. Everything is taking shape. And very shortly, the treaty will be made, of which the prophet Daniel prophesied and he has written about. And then Brother Branham says, in the name of the Lord, at about that time, when the treaty will be made with Israel, then the rapture will take place. It will be around the same time, because first God completes His work in the church and then with Israel. This is the plan of our God, into which the people of Israel and also we have been included. We are blessing Israel with all our hearts. But in the same way, we bless all the nations and tongues and peoples who receive the salvation of our God. Because the announcement was given that all nations will be included into the plan of salvation. It's written already in Isaiah 49. God could say everything beforehand, and He also does it. Now, just a couple of scriptures from Romans chapter 11 to show us from the Holy Scripture that God has an order in His plan of salvation, and that only those who trust Him and who believe Him, they alone will have part in it. In Romans chapter 11, we have the overall description of that, what God is about to do, what He's doing by His grace. Here we read it. Three verses. Firstly, Romans 11, verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the elect has obtained it. And the rest were hardened. This applies for all the nations of the earth. Not only to Israel, only those who believe God, who receive what He promised, those who don't play religion and who are celebrating so-called services, no, who are gathered in the name of the Lord to hear the word of the hour and also the promises of God, to believe them and to experience them. Once again, the elect obtained it. The rest were hardened. How will it be with the Czech Republic, with Poland? How will it be with Slovakia, with Austria, Switzerland, with Germany, with all the countries? How will it be? Not all the countries, but the elect in these countries. They will hear the word of God. They will believe it. And then comes to fulfillment. In thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. So, God doesn't force anyone. He gives the offer of grace, and all who accept and receive it, to them He reveals Himself, and they may experience His grace and faithfulness. Then we have verse 20 in Romans chapter 11. Actually, one should read every verse. We read verse 20 now. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Unbelief is a deadly thing. Unbelief separates us from God. It throws us into perdition. So, because of unbelief, they were broken off as the natural branches. They were broken off. And we stand from the wild olive tree. We, by the wild branches, we were grafted in, and by grace we are standing now. And then Paul says, don't be high-minded. You are not bearing the root, but the root bears you. And from the root comes the life into the tree, into the fig tree in this case. And then we have a special verse which you must read, namely verse 25. Verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Until that time, always when the time was fulfilled, then things happened what God promised. And all who believed His promises, they were included into the plan of salvation of our God. Brothers and sisters, We are not puffed up. We are not high-minded. We are not putting ourselves above other churches. But let us say it openly. In all the confessions, there are all the seminars. Years are passing. People are studying. They are hearing. They are all hearing the interpretations. They are preparing themselves. They are studying. Every pastor, everywhere are seminars. Years of preparation so that afterward they can preach. But what is being preached there? That what they have learned in their Bible schools, in their seminars, this they preach then. And so we all have these different confessions and denominations who are all preaching that what they have been taught. But with the Church of the Living God, it is of course different. And to this, I would like to read from Matthew chapter 13, the very well-known word to all of us. Matthew chapter 13. Here, the Lord spoke of seven parables comparing the kingdom of heaven, speaking who is the sower of the good seed, who is the one who sows the bad seed, and who are the children of the kingdom of heaven, and who are the children of the wicked one. This is written in verse 37 and 38. But then the Lord comes to the core of the thing, of this long sermon, and he asks in verse 51, have ye understood all these things? They said unto him, yes, Lord. Have you understood all these things? And they answered him, yes, Lord. And then he gave the answer. In verse 52, then said he unto them, therefore, every scholar which is instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder who bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. So, taught by God, by revelation. And then it's written, in the kingdom of heaven, God gives grace. God leads into his word, into his plan. On my last trip, I have to smile a bit now. I was asked on my last trip, where I got my education, my knowledge in the Bible. Then I just referred to this word in the school of the kingdom of heaven, at the feet of my Lord. And that's what's all about, brothers and sisters, that we are just passing on what the Lord has said in his word, not what Professor so-and-so said, but the thus saith the Lord, passing it on. Now, very important for us is that God foreshadowed and announced his plan of salvation in his word in advance. Let us read the places in the Old Testament. Firstly, from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 49. Here it's written in verse, perhaps we should start with chapter 48 to have the connection to chapter 49. Isaiah 48, verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. A very powerful word. It's thus saith the Lord. The previous things, the former things, I've preached before. I've laid my words into the mouth of the prophets. They prophesied under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and they passed it on. By them I announced what would take place. And as written here, forth of, out of my mouth, they went forth. Out of my mouth, the men of God, the prophets of God, had the thus saith the Lord. And for us, it's God's holy word. From my mouth, the prophecies went forth, saith our God. And then it says, I declared them, and suddenly, they came to pass. Suddenly, I fulfilled them. Suddenly, they came to pass. They became true. They became reality. And I just say this with great thankfulness. When I was reading it up, that more than 800 places from the Old Testament were recited in the New Testament, that the evidence is just here. In the Old, God spoke. In the New, He has fulfilled it. Everything can be checked. Everything can be proved. God didn't tell stories. He announced the plan of salvation in advance. And then when the time was fulfilled, it happened. Everything happened when the time was fulfilled. When the time was fulfilled, that the forerunner of the first coming of Christ would come on the scene, as written in Isaiah 40 and Malachi 3, the angel Gabriel came down from heaven and he spoke to Zechariah in the temple and he gave the promise when the time was fulfilled. What the prophet spoke in the name of the Lord, when that came to fulfillment, then it happened. Also, this we have to pay attention to. When God fulfills promises, then the supernatural happens. Then the heavens come down to the earth. Then it's written in verse 6, Isaiah 48, verse 6, Thou hast heard. See all this, and will not ye declare it? I have shown thee things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. So, when the sudden fulfillment of the prophecy comes, then everything what God's people didn't know at the time, then He declares it to them, and He shows them all the connections where what belongs. Then verse 7, they are created now, when the promises and prophecies are becoming reality. Namely, that what God announced, when it happens, then comes to fulfillment what is written in verse 7. Then they are created, then they are fulfilled. Not before, no, now. Even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Is this not wonderful? Is this not wonderful that I shouldn't say, oh, I knew them already. Nothing did we know. All of us. We all went our own ways. Each one in his country. Each one in the church or in the denomination where we have been before. Also in my life, there came a moment until that day. I had no idea what God promised, what is written in the prophecies of what the plan of salvation of our God is. Of course, I preached already. Also that, what Paul writes in chapter 20, I have declared unto you the whole counsel of God. I read it before that. But I didn't know the whole counsel at that time. But when the time came and when it was fulfilled and when the hidden things were revealed, then I look back and thank my Lord that also all of us, we didn't have an idea before of that what God promised for our time and prepared. And now we can have part in it. Now, let us come to chapter 49. Where we are told in verse 6, Isaiah 49, verse 6, and he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to rise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Is this not wonderful? The God of Israel, who announced his own plan of salvation. It is a light thing that thou shouldest rise up the tribes of Jacob. I make you the light of the Gentiles, so that my salvation reaches unto the ends of the earth. Also this we see in our time. Not only Israel, but all, in all the peoples, all who can believe, they are ordained to accept and receive what God prepared. Then in verse 8, it says, Isaiah 49, verse 8, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. Very wonderful. Then the Apostle Paul writes, it's still written in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Just so wonderful. The conformity of the Old and New Testament. We are grateful. And this, I want to emphasize today, we are so grateful that we found grace in the sight of God. And that we got an insight into that, what God is doing in our time. And the word of prophecy, is of course, has become of course the lamp under our feet. And we didn't interpret a single scripture, but we received and accepted everything just as God has said it to us in His Word. Then the next thought, please take it to heart. God has given promises. He prophesied through the prophets, declaring His Word. And suddenly that what He said, it became reality. And all who found grace in the sight of God, they had a direct part in it. Then we have the mighty word of the faith in Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Very wonderful to show us that the true believers are not believing what they like, but they believe God. They believe the Word. And they let themselves be placed into the plan of salvation by His grace. In Hebrews chapter 11, we have it right in verse 1. 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Very powerful. Here we have been told what faith is. Faith is nothing uncertain. Faith is a certainty, a certain trust into that what God promised. What cannot be seen yet, but being totally confident of what God has said in His Word. And also this we emphasized many times. God made a vow, an oath, and that what He promised, to fulfill what He promised. Our task is just to believe. To believe as the Scripture has said. To receive and experience what is written in these promises. Please, from today on, don't worry anymore about faith. Just receive it as God has said it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Do you have this trust? Do I have this trust? Namely, believing that God keeps what He promises, that He stands to His word. We have this confidence. Therefore, we have a biblical faith received by grace. Not only a substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. That's how it is written here. The evidence of things not seen. The conviction. We cannot see it yet. Now back to the prophet Isaiah. God has given promises. And suddenly, they come to pass. Now, once again, the emphasis. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. God fulfills everything. The evidence, the conviction of things not seen. It's just so wonderful. God will not owe us any answer. Not one promise will remain unfulfilled. Everything what God purposed in His plan of salvation, this must and this will happen. So, we have faith. We have that faith which was once delivered unto the saints, because we believe what God said. And let me say it once again. The substance of things hoped for. God is trustworthy. God is trustworthy. The evidence of things not seen. Because God said it. Just very wonderful. Today we all know that the Lord has given us a biblical faith, a living faith by His grace He has given us. Really, by grace. That we have a confidence. We have been given a confidence, being fully convinced, more God could not do. I can say here, all of us who we are here today, we have this confidence toward God. We are convinced of all the promises that it will take place. Heaven and earth remain. What God promised will take place. And he who believes will find it. As a German song goes. Verse 2. Hebrews 11 verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Such a faith. Equipped with confidence, with trust to that what God promised. Do we notice? If we now read, Abraham believed God, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. Do we see what is connected with it? Namely, he who has given the promise, he counted him true, he counted him worthy, trustworthy. And he said, regardless of my own condition, what I cannot see now, yet I believe it. And it will take place because God said it. May the Lord God give it to all of us. This personal living faith in the living God. Everything what He prepared for us. Verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. This is very tremendous. The atheists, they have invented the evolution theory. They have put up their thesis. But by faith, by the confidence which we have toward God, knowing that everything happened, all of the creation testifies of the Creator. And that God made out of nothing. Out of nothing He made it. He spoke and it happened. He commanded and it stood fast. This is very powerful. Are you something? Am I something? We are nothing at all. But God can do something wonderful out of nothing. We see it by faith. By faith, we see. The unbelievers don't see it. They have put up their theories. But by faith, we recognize that God made the whole universe. He spoke it into existence. And His word has creational power. We have here at least 20 examples in Hebrews 11, which speak of the faith and of them who had this living faith in the living God. All this list here, all of that, what God has done, be it with Noah, be it with Moses, Abraham, whatever God has done, everything is listed to us here, up to verse 31. The Lord God has honored the faith of those who had a faith, who were convinced deeply in their hearts, namely convinced that what He promised, that He will also do it. We could emphasize here all the several points, all the experiences which our brothers had, up to the woman Rahab, who received she was kept safe. God honored the faith, the true faith in Him, namely being convinced that He stands to His word. Brothers and sisters, it really spoke to me, namely that the Lord God, in the time of Moses, He divided the sea, and he who wants to read it, he can do it. The sea stood like a wall to the right and to the left, as somebody has made a wall from concrete. The Israelites didn't have to have fear at all. God made the way. They just needed to follow in faith and obedience, crossing over and to feel the mighty hand of God, to experience what He was doing in their midst. And then we see that the walls at the right and at the left, until all of the people of Israel went through, the walls stood. And when the army of the Pharaoh came after them, then the walls break down, collapsed. And the whole army of Pharaoh drowned in the sea. God is God. And if we trust Him, then we may walk on His ways. Then we may experience His power, His caring. Whatever He said in His word, we may experience. Then Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. Here things are emphasized, which we also should take to heart. There's no other way. Hebrews chapter 3. Here we read from verse 12. Hebrews 3 from verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unbelief is the opposite of faith, of belief. And to the belief belongs the absolute confidence that what God promises, that He also does it. Being convinced deeply in our hearts, deeply convinced that He stands to His word. Who are the people who are then unbelieving? Unbelief is like departing from God. These people were looking onto circumstances. They were looking to troubles and problems. And they didn't have this firm confidence, this absolute trust in God, namely that He will help them, that He will carry them through. So, faith is compared with unbelief. And this applies also to our time. He who doesn't the promises which God has given us, he who doesn't receive and accept them, he who is not convinced on his inside that God has the responsibility for it and that He will do what He promised, he remains in unbelief. He thinks, perhaps it will happen. My God, when God said it in His word, then it must happen. Who wants to question what God said? God's word is yes and amen. And God's word never returns void. But it's really a warning to all of us, all who are listening and all who are watching. For instance, he cannot believe that God, before the great and terrible day, which will burn as an oven, where sun turns into darkness and where the moon turns into blood, he who cannot believe that this prophecy had to come to fulfillment, he who comes with his arguments and says, oh, of this end many have spoken. Please, don't be part of any discussion. Don't be part of it. He who believes does not discuss, and he who still discusses doesn't believe yet. Let us believe. Let us stand upon God's side. May the unbelievers think of us what they like. Those who will have the victory, they understood what is written in John 5. Our faith is the victory which has overcome the world. All the arguments. What have we to do with arguments? I have said it here many times. The preachers were coming together. They were asking, how do you see this? What do you say about it? I know this, I know it. Today it's not about how do you see it, what does you say, what do you say. Today it's about that we see from God's point of view what He promised and to get it revealed, knowing that the faith which God has given us is an absolute. Nothing can be changed on it. It's an absolute. And the unbelief, I think I should bring it with me. How often Brother Brennan spoke and mentioned the unbelief. When Eve listened to the enemy, more than 100 times, Brother Brennan emphasized it. When he spoke of Eve, of her unbelief, it's just impossible in the presence of God to appear in unbelief. He who doesn't believe what God says, he doesn't have to come at all. And therefore this serious admonition. Take heed, brethren. This is not addressed to strangers. This is addressed to you and to me. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Behind unbelief is, of course, written the question mark, questioning what God has said. The enemy succeeded with Eve to question what God said, and afterward she believed what she was told. Is it not the situation in which we were all in all the denominations? All of us, we were under the influence what was said there, and then God has called us out, and he has taken us under his influence, under the influence of his word. And then we understood that the prophets spoke out in his name what should take place. And then when the time was fulfilled, it also took place. Let us say it before we come in closing. Even we would know what God has done in all of the past, what would it profit to you and me if we would not have part, if we could not have part in that, what God is doing today? And then this precious thought came to me. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, this is past, today, this is present, and the same forever. So, in the future. Let us say it openly and freely. He who only speaks of that, what God did yesterday, what God did in the past, what God did in the ministry of Brother Branham, he missed the connection to the following moving of God. He looks still into the past. But our God is the same yesterday and today. As what should happen yesterday, he lets it happen. And tomorrow he will let come to pass what is... Yeah. He's the same who was with the prophets, the same was with the apostles, the same who was with Brother Branham is today with us. One cannot just say Jesus Christ is yesterday. No, yesterday and today and the same forever. And then we see how the one moving of God and how the one fulfillment of the Bible prophecy comes into the next moving of God, into the next fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And this is the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then comes the faith, being confident that God not only did great things in the past, but that he also is doing great things today. He is the same. And that we, out of full conviction, we may receive by faith that he not only confirmed his word, but that he confirms his word today. Because he's today the same. And he will remain the same forever. Let us summarize. There are wonderful verses which one could still read to have the comparison. Verse 18 and 19 in Hebrews 3. Verse 18, And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? That believed or obeyed not. How many times we say this? Unbelief and disobedience are a couple. Faith and obedience belong together. Who were disobedient, they made public their unbelief. Then verse 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Oh, thanks be to God, who has brought us back to the Word, back to the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. And as we read in Isaiah, firstly, God gives promises, and when the time comes, then he fulfills them. That's how it is. Although we don't want to emphasize it anew, but that's how it was in our time. If there would not be a divine commission, if God would have not watched over his word, then if he wouldn't have fulfilled it, what then? What then? But we see the scripture fulfilled before our eyes. As we read from Amos 8, verse 11, that God sends a famine to hear his word, and that he satisfies this hunger by grace. Not a hunger for bread, not a thirst for water, but to hear the words of God. Not the interpretations about the words of God, but the word in the original. And the Lord speaks the word. The Lord says, the words which I speak to you are spirit and life. And so God visited us in this time graciously. Please let us take this word seriously, lest in any of you, be it old or young, be it newcomer or whether be an old one, lest any of you worldwide who are now listening to the word, lest in any of you will be found a heart of unbelief. But really, that you are deeply convinced on your inside that God has given his word, that he watched over it, and that he fulfilled it in our time. When we read today Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6, of the prophet which God wanted to send, can we not cry out with all our power, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. God promised the preparation and the restoration. Then it must come to pass. And when we read Acts chapter 3, verse 21, Him the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things what God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets in advance. Then, before the return of Jesus Christ, it had to take place. And we, by faith, we could place ourselves unto the side of God. We could make firm our election and calling. Not only calling, but our election we could make it sure, namely by putting ourselves unto the side of God, receiving, believing with all our hearts, and then we got it revealed. At the end, our Lord asked, have ye understood all these things? Have we understood God? Have we understood the prophecies of the Scripture? Have we seen their fulfillment? And we are still busy to see the fulfillment. God really, God has really put us into His kingdom. And we may receive divine teaching by grace. And also that, what Brother Branham said in his sermons, what he preached, all this we may receive by faith. And we're just grateful. Just one more comparison, which I want to give, which really touches my heart. Within the message, many things are going on. About many things one could shake one's head. And some things are unbearable. And now the two main opinions about the opening of the seals. The ones are claiming that the bride was already in the cloud when the seals were opened, and the others are claiming that the bride will be in heaven when the seals will be opened. And when this brother told me this via telephone, my answer was, please, no discussion with me. No discussion with me. I just could point to that what is written in Revelation chapter 5. And most of us, most think it's the bride which are singing the wonderful song. No, it's the 24 elders. The 24 elders are singing the song, who are emphasizing the kernel of the redemption. Let us read it. Let us read it. Revelation chapter 5. One should actually read also verse 8 to know what is happening and who is doing it. Verse 8. Revelation 5, verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And the 24 elders, they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. And now it comes. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. The 24 elders, the one represent the period of the Old Testament, and the others represent the period of the New Testament. And the New Jerusalem has, of course, 12 pillars and 12 gates. And here are written the names of the 12 apostles. And there, the names, you can all read it. Revelation 21, it's of course written. How important it is, brothers and sisters, that we do not add a single word. But here the 24 elders who represent Old and New Testament, and who represent all the believers. They took the harps and they are singing, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And here the brothers are reading the word "us." Here, the word "us" they read here. And then it starts with a big trouble. So, here the 24 elders, they were singing the Lamb, the song of the Lamb, which we all will sing at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Here they were singing it in advance. And the emphasis is that the Lord has purchased us by his blood out of every kindred and tongue and people from every nation. He purchased the people. Brothers and sisters, may God bless his word in all of us. May he give us all the clarity in the depth of our hearts, that we do not add anything, that we do not interpret anything, that we just leave everything in the connection in which it is written, and then it will be revealed to us. Please remember, God has given prophecies by the prophets. He announced what will take place, and when the time was fulfilled, it happened suddenly. And so suddenly will also be the promised return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore it's written, no one knows day and hour. And it's written, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper and the door was closed. The main thought which was laid upon my heart is that all of us, that we are deeply convinced that we have an absolute trust in God, believing that everything what he said and promised in his word, that he will also fulfill it. And that we believe that we will have part in it. This preaching is the preparation to that what the Lord will do, the preparation to that what he will do, namely the return, his return, preparing for his return. That's how it is written. And his bride has made herself ready, and to her was granted to be arrayed in white linen. Thanks be to our God, who has given us this confidence, this absolute, who has given it to us into our hearts. Namely, that our trust, the firm trust, is the faith which God has given us, proving not in one single point it's made a question mark, but that everything is believed just as God has said. And the Lord will watch over us. And everything what he promised to us, this he will also fulfill in us. To him, to the ever faithful God, be the praise and glory and the adoration now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, "Only Believe, Only Believe."
wer da glaubet und getauft wird, wird selig werden. Wer nicht glaubt, wird verdammt werden. Brüder und Schwestern, der Glaube ist ein Geschenk Gottes. Das Vertrauen, die Zuversicht, die Gott in uns hineingelegt hat, ist gewirkt durch den Heiligen Geist. Niemand hat etwas mitgebracht. Nein, der Herr hat es uns aus Gnaden geschenkt.
Nobody brought anything with himself in. It's the Lord's gift. My prayer is today that the Lord across the whole world, all those who belong to the bride of Christ on all the continents, in all the folk, in every language, all those who are predestinated to sing once the song of the Lamb, to praise the Lord God. Whoever wants to know it exactly can read Revelation 15, where the crystal shore, where the song of Moses, and also where the song sung, that a song of the group that is the winning, the victory on their side. No one can learn this song except the 144,000. Oh, God has connected and provided everything. He has given his plan over Israel and confirmed it and brought it into reality, brought it to fulfillment. We see that God has made everything, accomplish everything according to his promise. This is the day that the Lord has made for us. Once and for all, forever, to believe him, to be made firm, the firm belief in trusting him, trusting that which he said, that he is able to do what he promised. And for all the promises of God, in him is yeah and amen, yeah and amen, to the praises and glory of God through us. And we are to thank the Lord that he giving us this grace and faith to believe in that which he promised for this our day, and to believe also that the truth, the real gospel of the kingdom of heaven, everything that belongs to the kingdom of God is introduced and brought in this gospel, that this gospel will be preached to all the earth. Today, the scripture has been fulfilled before our eyes. The word of God has been preached across the globe. God is calling out his. And we all, and all those who are connected online, are worthy of thanking the Lord, for he has done great for us and on us. He has, at the end of the day, helped us. He's been great, graceful to us. He has revealed also his word to us. He, the Almighty God, be giving all glory. I am overwhelmed of the word of God, about the grace of God, about the love of God, that the Lord God has introduced us into the holies of holies, that we don't hear interpretations, but rather we have revelations of the word of God that we gather from the holy of holies. Oh, thanks be to God the Lord, now and forevermore. Now, I ask you, please, if we have any prayer needs amongst us, please believe, have faith that God's promises are been fulfilled. And the God has already given us what we ask for Him. And such so it is written, believe it that ye have received it, and it shall be given unto thee. Yes. Also that is a very important scripture, the scripture of the word, that you believe that you've received it, and it will be given to you, and you get what you ask for. Salvation, forgiveness, setting us free. This all is what God has given us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is finished. And together we glorify the power of the blood, the power of the blood of the new covenant, which speaks for us. And together we thank God for His precious and holy word. We thank God that we are being put under the anointment of the Holy Spirit. We are thankful that we can answer from the heart, from our hearts, yes, we've understood it. We've understood it. Not 90%, but rather we've understood and believed everything. We've understood everything, and that's why we instructed in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord said, I've spoken in parables to you, but there will come the time that I will no more speak in parables to you. Yes, amen. That which I'll speak, I'll reveal to you straight away, that you would see, write and see and experience that which I've told you, that I spoke to you. All that the Lord has provided and fulfilled all this. Who has a special request, a special prayer request? Whoever has a special prayer request, please raise your hands. A lot of hands are being raised. A lot of hands are raised. Please receive it in faith. Please receive it in faith, by faith. Do it according to Abraham, to which God the Lord spoke. Where if God speaks to you, or spoke to you and me, then look not unto the circumstances, not upon me or not on yourself or anyone else. No more are we looking on circumstances and other things, but rather unto Him who is giving the word, is giving the promises, and He who guaranteed and took a vow that He's going to fulfill all that He's promised, especially all those who've not yet given your life to the Lord. This is the day of salvation. Today it is still grace time. Receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Receive Him, for so it is written. All those who received Him, these He gave power to become children of God. Oh, hallelujah. Those who believe in Him, He gave them power to become children. We believe in the name of the Lord. We know and believe that He is our Lord. He is the Lord. And all the sick, please receive that in His wounds we are healed. By His stripes we are healed. The Lord will fulfill His word. Let us pray together now, and let us thank the Lord together. Precious Lord, we thank You collectively today for Your precious and holy word. We thank You, Lord, for the accomplished redemption, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You've called out. You spoke out. It is finished. It is finished. It is completed. The blood of the new covenant, Lord, is been shed for us. We thank You, Lord. We thank You for the forgiveness, for the reconciliation, for the grace, for the complete salvation that you've given us, Lord. We thank you. Great God, Lord, reveal today, Lord, amongst us today, save, salvation, redemption, and freedom, Lord. Confirm your word. Vindicate your word amongst us, which we believe from our hearts, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have done this, Lord. You, Lord, the faithful God, we give all honor and praises and worship. And worship, Lord. Oh, and worship to thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It would be giving to you from God today a complete faith, a complete faith, an absolute belief in God, that because you believe in Him, because we believe according to the Scriptures, may today be waters, be rivers of life, rivers of life flowing into us. Hallelujah. Praises and honor. Honor and glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praises and glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Shall we sing the chorus? Glory be to the Lamb of God. Oh.
Gottes Lamm sei
I love him. I love him. Brothers and sisters, I just thought of, got a thought. Also, if we weren't, even though we weren't there when the seas were opened, and even though we would not be there when the 144 sang or will sing, but we are here today. We in the days that the Lord has revealed the seas, we praise the Lord for the revelation of the seas. Thank God. Praise His name. He who walks amongst His people and done a lot, done great amongst His people by grace. Once again, let's sing it again. You Lamb of God, be glory. And let all people say hallelujah. Let all the whole folk say amen. Oh, praises and honor be to the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Praises be to thee. Amen.